Well, there hasn't been too much good news going around the Hawks this year. Really, there hasn't. A disappointing season from a wins and losses perspective, but there was some good news last week when they announced the re-signing of legend of the game, Sean Burgoyne, for a 21st season in the competition, which will hopefully get him to that magical 400-game number. And that's good enough for me. He's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Silk, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure having you on. Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm very sure.
What, going through this year, obviously this is a very unusual year, the one of the 20 that's probably the most unusual, stands out from the others, but how difficult has it been, or has it been a bit easier for you this year, the way that the season's been set up for a bloke of your experience?
No, it's been a tough year, to be honest. Obviously, we started off in really good form this year. We beat Brisbane Lions and won, and we're able to beat Richmond, and then, the season a turn for the worst and so did the world, with the coronavirus kicking off and us and the clubs all heading into hubs, and for some reason or another we seem to struggle. So it's been a pretty tough season, to be honest, but and then the other side of it is how I'm coping with the games is, shorter quarters and shorter games has actually helped myself this year. It's a different game at the moment, being a lot shorter, and we put a lot of emphasis on recovery, so I've been recovering very well and I've been pulling up really well, so which is one of the reasons why I've put my hand up to go around again.
Well, there's no one better in the competition to talk to about the state of the game and this edition of it that we're currently seeing. Do you like what this edition is, or is it nice to play a different sort of brand after 19 years?
Well, the game changes every year, to be honest. Coaches come up with different tactics, different structures and the way to move the ball. So it's always changing. But I guess the shorter quarters has made the game a bit more explosive, probably finding that players aren't fatiguing as much, which is, keeping a lot of pressure around the ball and players, have more energy for the contest. In recent years, games and quarters go for 30-plus minutes, get a lot more out there and games open up and teams are probably able to kick away, but being teams being in the game longer at the moment, so it is changing, it's a bit different, so only time will tell if it goes back to normal next year.
Yeah, let's hope it does. It's hard to ask this question, Sean, but is it more important for you to play on because you want to play on, or is it more important for you to play on because of the impact that you can have on this team at this moment in time with Hawthorn? Does that make sense?
It does. I think they both go together, to be honest. I feel like I can play and I can contribute. I can have an impact on the field. And I also feel I can help develop the team or the young kids coming through. We're playing a lot more kids at the moment. I feel like I can help develop them through the week, and as I've done most weeks in my career, is be an extension of the coaching staff on the field and help talk and instruct on game day and make an impact there. But that's what I feel going forward, and the club will agree with me, and we're able to go another year.
Yeah, because we talk to Isaac on the program every couple of weeks, and he continually says it's never as bad as it seems and it's never as good as it seems. And you kind of think, well, there's words of wisdom from someone that's won three premierships. What's your view on the Hawks? Do you think it's just been one of those years and that you'll bounce back quickly? Do you think you do need to kind of rebuild as a footy club? What's your view on that?
Yeah, it's... we head into the season positive, like all teams do, and when we kick off some wins against Richmond and Brisbane, you get your hopes up pretty high, and then take a turn for the worst. There's been injuries, players out of form. We've had to live in isolation hubs. We've had, four hubs: one in Sydney, two different ones in Perth, and one in Adelaide, South Australia, in the Barossa now. So that's thrown up some big challenges, and we still have to get out in the field and perform at the end of the day. So I have no doubt that the club will do an internal review of wife off the field and on the field as well, like most clubs will be doing at the end of the year, and they'll spit out a something at the end, and we'll learn from it, because we don't know if we're going to be in hubs next year or what pre-season looks like, so we need to take some learnings out of it. But as long as you take a positive outlook on it, we've been able to blood some new guys, you know, Greaves and Will Day's been a shining light, and Josh Morris has played, so that's going to get the coaching group coming for next year. But like all teams, so you've got to look at it positively and head into pre-season with a good mindset.
Now, a lot of people, Sean, were thinking about the hubs when they were first floated and saying, oh, I don't want to be away from my family. But you've got four kids. Has it been nice?
No. The first little bit, we had families come up, and then we were separated for a bit. Then we went to South Australia. So there's been a few families come over, and I've had some time away from them, but I've also had time with them. So it's been good, but we're definitely... miss spending every day with them as well. So they've got their challenges as well, online schooling and all those different things as well. So trying to coordinate that with footy and other life and everything else is it's a bit of a juggling act.
Yeah. Well, we're wrapped that you've signed on again for next year for the Hawks. As I mentioned at the top, a good news story in what's been a challenging year. It's before I let you go, is 400 important to you?
Well, it's so close, to be honest. The more I try to shy away from it, the more it keeps coming up. So I actually have to acknowledge it, and it's right there. But to get to that number, I'm going to have to have a good off-season first and mentally refresh and get the body fresh, and then head into pre-season and do everything I can to be fit to play. And then I've got to actually play good footy to be selected. So if I get there, it's going to be, a big achievement, I know that. I can't show away from it, but if I break down or if something happens and I don't get there, well, I don't get there. And I've had that mindset for the last probably 6 years now, where I've been on 1 year contracts, so nothing much will change. And I say it every year, I'll have to take it 1 week at a time, but that's because the reality with me is I'm potentially one injury away from not playing the game again. But I think that's a good thing because it keeps me on edge.
Well, you've been on edge for a long time now. 21 years in the system, it'll be next year. And one game to finish the season 2020 with Gold Coast Suns on Sunday at 105. Check your local guides at the Adelaide Oval. Silk, it was a pleasure having you on the program anytime. Congratulations on the contract. And I look forward to seeing you or hearing about your performance at the 400 Club dinner next year.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Sean Burgoyne, the champ from Hawthorn. Who would have thought when they recruited him in 2010, in 2009, that he would still be there 230-odd games later.